Hey, this is Barry and Holly of the WQSP Morning Show. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we want to say a special thank you to our sponsors.
Sydney May Photography is a special photographer that is there to capture special moments. From walking down the aisle, first dance and kiss, to recognizing your special senior's graduation, Sydney provides high resolution and high quality images. Family portraits all year long. Expecting mothers needing maternity pictures or fall and Christmas portraits that your family will have forever. Check us out on Facebook at Sydney May Photography LLC or book your session at Sydney May Photography @gmail.com, where capturing moments is our passion.
Is eating healthier always on your New Year's resolution list, but you do not have time or space to grow it yourself? Let Grown by Grace Farms help you achieve that goal. We sell direct to consumer, fresh, locally grown produce and are located right here in Marshall County. You can find us on Saturdays at the downtown Albertville and the Gunnersville Farmers Market, or on Tuesday afternoons 3 to 6 p.m. at the downtown Albertville Farmers Market. You can follow us on Facebook, Grown by Grace Farms, for updates around the farm or availability of produce at our farm stand in Nixon Chapel, Alabama. You can reach us at 256-486-1687.
Back to our program of cheery daytime tunes.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Arise and awaken.
It's time to rise and shine and get your morning started with Alabama's award-winning morning show.
Hello, listener.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Broadcasting live from high atop Alabama's beautiful sand mountain.
Do you remember?
Please welcome your hosts, Barry.
How dare you break wind before me?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know it was your turn.
They spice it up and make life not boring.
And Holly.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party.
Help is on the way.
I love them. I take them everywhere.
Good morning at 6:07. We have a visitor this morning.
We do have a visitor this morning, yes. And it's one of my favorite visitors that we have. It's Rachel.
Yes.
Good morning.
You never get to hear the intros.
No, I love it.
So what do you think?
I like it. Definitely. Yeah. Rachel usually comes in around 9.
Yeah.
Is that right?
9. Wow. That's cold.
Like 7:30. She gets here at 7:30 every single day. Every day.
Yeah, so that's a little intro we do there. It gives Holly a chance to wake up, stretch, and get ready.
Yeah,
it
gives me time to do those lunges.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're a little bit of exercise I see you doing over here.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did one lunge.
You're doing good. I'm glad you're keeping up with it.
Thank you, Rachel. My one lunge is really paying off. It's paying off, Barry.
You tripped on the carpet and you almost fell. That's a lunge?
Yes.
I didn't realize
that. I was stretching.
I didn't realize it called a lunge.
Yeah, a lunge.
I didn't know. You know. Hey, we've got a big day today. Sunny, 84. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be gorgeous. No chance of rain. But then tomorrow, man, that's tough. That's why the school folks make the big bucks, because you got to decide, do you go inside with a graduation or not? There's 80% chance of rain, maybe storms tomorrow.
I'm voting inside.
Yeah, I would
probably the best option.
I agree. And if you missed the news yesterday, congratulations to our two high school seniors who will step into the future with an extra $500. Samuel Wright from Douglas High School and Bailey Johnson from Sardis High School. They both won $500, so thank you to all the seniors who sent us your photo. Now, you can now see the photos on our Facebook page, our two winners, and on our big billboard on Highway 431.
That's right.
And all the photos from the seniors will remain on our website through the weekend, so check those out. And thank you to all the sponsors who made this big. And we have a lot of stuff going on. We have Secret Sound Contest coming up at 7:10. It's $500, and you have a clue. You're giving us a clue?
We do have a clue, get a clue today, Rach.
First clue. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up at 7:10. Mm-hmm. We also have June Jam tickets. We're giving away June Jam tickets. That's coming up on June the 1st. And the Garfield movie. You know, the Garfield movie is a week from tonight. Rachel, are you a Garfield fan?
I am.
I love Garfield.
I do, too. I want to go see it.
Yep, you should come join us.
Well, you actually probably are going to come see us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you are. We're going to talk to you about it later, but we think you're coming to see it with us.
Okay.
It's next Thursday. Are you available?
I think so. Let's see.
Unless you have a chamber event.
Well, because when we put this together, I forgot that that's the day of my surgery.
I wasn't going to announce
it. Is that the 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd. I forgot that it falls on the same day, so.
He's having surgery that day, Rachel, and he wants to go to the movie premiere.
I told her it might be fun to see what comes out of the mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there for that.
Uh-huh. He said that he's going. And I said, no, you are not going. Because that anesthesia lingers.
He's not going to feel like doing much.
He's going to go home and pile up on the couch is what he needs to do.
Yep.
Well, I hate it because I wanted to see Garfield, and it's the same night as the same day as my surgery.
Well, you can pay to see it.
Yeah.
Later.
You've seen my check?
I'll help you. Rachel has.
Start a GoFundMe so I can go to the movie.
I will.
Yeah, thank you. But I'll be up the 23rd next Thursday.
I know. You had to miss the zoo. You had to miss the movies. You got to miss everything.
It's a tough life.
I know.
But I expect to be back the next day.
That's crazy to me, Barry.
I don't like to sit at home.
You know I'm going to have to come get you. You can't drive. He can't drive.
Not supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to. Uh-uh.
Do the goofy fingers. Not supposed to.
No. Yeah. They're called air quotes.
I don't like those.
No. Yeah. You're not driving the next day.
Yeah.
Or I will come pick you up. I think it's ridiculous that you're working the next day.
You're threatening.
I'm just telling you, I've got concerns for your health, and I feel like it's crazy. You're having your bicep is torn from the bone.
Yeah. It's from having to carry you in the show for the entire year. See if you pick up a little bit.
Ouch! That burned.
No, but something happened years ago, I guess. I don't know, and it finally had enough, and so I've got to reattach the bicep, and rotators also tore.
Mm. So. Oh, yeah. Barry, I don't think you're going to feel very good. I think you're going to be tired and
cranky.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, God. What if he's one of those mean drunks? Like, you, the anesthesia. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he's one of those mean ones.
Oh, you know what?
Because you can turn mean.
I would like to be there when they take Barry back and, you know.
Give him the juice.
Mm-hmm.
I had one done, the other right arm done 13, over 10 years ago, and they said it got pretty ugly.
You did?
Well, not mean, but just they had to censor my mouth. I guess, in other words, they put me to knock me out sooner than they expected.
Yeah. I'm sure they did. Yeah. They used to give you the good stuff in the waiting room.
Yes.
Before you went back to surgery.
Right. I don't think that's a very good idea anymore.
No,
they don't do it anymore.
No, I mean, it makes you real loopy. And you say crazy stuff and silly stuff. And
yeah.
Being back out in the waiting room, man. Might be kind of fun to sit there and just watch.
Yeah.
Just people watch.
Yeah, just people watch.
Just listen.
Yeah, it's a good time.
But anyway, that's next Thursday. Now moving on to important things. Okay. It's time for you. Things you need to know today, Thursday, May the 16th. So what's going on in the world today?
Today is National Barbecue Day.
Oh, I love barbecue.
I think this is one we should celebrate.
I love anything barbecued.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know what I love?
What?
Is driving downtown by local Joe's when they're smoking the barbecue.
That smells so good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the best smells in the world, is this somebody barbecuing.
I love barbecue. It says 75% of Americans grill at least one time each year.
I think it
should be 100%.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That number's way low.
What's your favorite food on the grill?
Oh, it's going to have to be steak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Steak. What's yours?
I like steak. I can have a good kebab. Maybe get some chicken and some pineapples and some onions and some bell peppers.
Okay.
Yeah. What about
you? Okay, Chef Barry.
Sounds good.
Oh, I love to do that. I love to barbecue.
Pineapples on the grill are my favorite.
Yes.
I love pineapples on the grill. I love it so much.
You see where the Alabama, I saw this, 9% of all the restaurants in the state of Alabama has some type of barbecue dish on their menu.
I believe that.
Even the ones that don't even specialize in barbecue, they still have some type of barbecue dish because it's Alabama.
Yeah.
9% of all the restaurants.
Is brisket barbecue?
Yeah.
That's Bucky's is some of my favorite barbecue then.
Yeah.
Really?
But brisket from Bucky's in Leeds. Mm-hmm. So good.
Wow.
Gotta try it.
I've never been to a Bucky's, so.
Oh, you gotta go.
Yes. Might just have to take a trip.
You do?
Yeah. So what else?
Here's something you need to know. Willie Nelson is publishing a cannabis cookbook with his wife, Annie, which will be available November 12th. It's titled Willie and Annie Nelson's Cannabis Cookbook. That's original.
Yeah.
It promises to share the couple's favorite meals that is made with an addition of cannabis.
Oh.
Like spaghetti and hemp balls. cheese empanadas. A weed loaf.
Weed loaf.
Weed loaf.
Yeah. So what else? Any more?
Weed bread.
Wonton ganja.
Wonton ganja.
Yeah. I thought of that when we were talking.
Good one.
No, thank you.
That's a good one, Holly.
Good one.
Enchilada.
Enchilada.
That's so stupid.
They got to have like weed and sour shrimp.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. What else?
Instead of sweet and sour, yeah. Weed and sour. Reefer Belgrande.
Reefer Belgrande.
Sesame weed rice.
Oh. It's got to be fried rice, right?
Fried rice, yeah.
It's
got to be fried rice. Yeah, that's all good.
Oh, those are good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what should we think about today?
Okay, a listener on Facebook posted, Netflix should have a category for my wife called, the movie is easy to follow while looking at your cell phone the whole time.
Oh. She's one of those. That
ouch. She's one of those. You turn the movie on and you're like, I was watching that.
Yes.
And you were on your phone the whole time.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 6:16.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly.
The Garfield movie, we have tickets coming up in about 10, 15 minutes. You'll be one of the first ones to see it. So with the school letting out any day now, some getting out today.
Yeah.
It'd be great to take the kids out to a movie next Thursday.
I sure would.
We're going to be at Lucas Cinemas in Albertville. If you want to join us and see the movie free first, which we're giving it to you one night early, keep listening. We'll give away tickets again today, two times today. And Secret Sound Contest comes up around 7:10. Speaking of winning, listener of the day, who's our listener of the day?
Our listener of the day is Brittany Mayo. So congratulations to Brittany. You're supposed to give me one of those.
I'm sorry. We've had a chance to actually meet Brittany and her daughter, Stormy.
We met Stormy. Yeah. We met Brittany and Stormy here at the
station. During the blood drive.
During the blood drive. They are so sweet, and they're huge listeners and lovers of WQSB. So I love when the generator pulls up somebody that is passionate about the radio station.
Yes.
We have so many listeners that are.
We'll be honoring you all morning, Brittany, and then tomorrow when we have our drawing for the listener of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Your name goes into the drawing. So all five listeners of the day will have a chance to be the listener of the week. And what they win, that one person wins two tickets to the June Jam and a Barry and Holly Morning Show t-shirt.
That's right.
Now, how can they become a listener of the day?
So it's really easy. I'm going to post our podcast about 10 o'clock. Or sometimes I've been getting them done a little bit before.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is comment on the podcast post and comment. I've been asking what your favorite part is, what your favorite quote is, what your favorite segment is, whatever. And comment, and then that enters you into winning June Jam tickets.
It's that simple. And the podcast is easy to find. You can listen to any podcast over the past month.
Yeah.
So, other stories this morning. How about the whales? They're in the news again this morning.
Ooh.
The orcas, just happened a few months ago. They're actually attacking ships, boats, and they think they're doing it on purpose. They feel like they're actually, these whales are so smart, they feel like they're attacking these boats on purpose. It happened again in Spain over the weekend. Another yacht was pretty much destroyed by the orcas, and two people on the vessel were slightly injured but rescued by an oil tanker. It's now unknown how many killer whales were involved in ramming the boat, but video footage shows more than just one in the area as if they were treating it as a game.
Mm.
They feel like they're treating this as a game. When boats come by, they're now trying their best to sink the boats. What they'll do is they'll jump out of the water almost and come down, and the splash is so strong, sometimes it can tip the boat over.
That is crazy.
So they're very smart. You know, the dolphins and whales, they say. You know, you had the story a few days ago where you're doing the information. People claim that whales can communicate with each other with a clicking noise.
And we interpreted that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know you could speak whale.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
They say that Dory can do it, but that's fake. That's fake.
Whoa. Are you okay?
Yeah, I can hear what they say.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
There's a spokesperson for the whales that came forward and says he understands why they're doing this. And what he said was, quote, he says he's speaking for the whales. You ready? He says the whales will continue to sink boats and destroy humans until we find the one human who's responsible for naming us whales. He says whales is offensive. It means a very large marine animal with a blowhole on top of their head, and they think it's offensive. They're being called pretty much fat. So their job is to kill every human they can find until they can find the one guy who named them a whale.
Yeah.
So that's why they're mad.
Yeah.
They said it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Now, did you say the orcas are killer whales?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So they're aggressive.
I didn't either.
Very aggressive.
Mm.
I mean, to have the name killer, you got to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You can't just be a killer like Killer Holly. You need to just sit around on the couch. You got to actually go kill something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do whales like to chew?
I don't know what.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
It's whale joke time. Okay, what have you got?
What do whales like to chew?
I don't know.
Blubber gum. You laughed, and that's a real laugh.
Oh. I'm sure you got two more at least.
Okay. What's a whale's favorite movie?
Rachel, do you know? I have no idea.
Shark Tales.
The Humpback of Notre Dame.
The Humpback Whale. What about another one?
All right, Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Whale.
Whale who?
Well, don't just stand there. Open the door.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Good. It's 628.
Mornings with Barry and Holly. Here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
I tell you, we've had some crazy stories lately, but probably the cicada stories we've had have had more comments of people talking about these cicadas.
Well, and I see why.
Yeah.
Because you drove me to my doctor's appointment mm-hmm. yesterday, and we hit about 5 cicadas on the interstate.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm terrified to drive on the interstate. So if I got, I probably would have come out of my skin.
Out of your shell.
Out of my shell. Out of my cicada shell.
We had the story yesterday about people are now cooking these. Restaurants are finding recipes with these. And the people were commenting about how crazy these people are to cook cicadas and eat them.
Yeah.
Ugh. You've seen the cicadas, right? They are disgusting looking.
I told Barry...
No matter how gross it is, I think we should do a taste test with a cicada shell.
Yeah, I think so, too.
This is the first time that these shells have been underground for 17 years.
Yeah.
And they're just coming out. I think we should try a cicada shell.
It's not like fine wine. They don't get better over time.
You got to eat the whole thing.
Oh.
Just the shell. I mean, okay. Crickets. Have you ever had a fried cricket?
No.
No, have you?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes, from Mexico.
How drunk were you?
Oh, wow. Lord, don't even ask. Three sheets.
Three cicadas in the wind.
Three cicadas.
No, completely sober. It tastes like leather.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a weird, but they're salty, so it's kind of a good snack.
Yeah.
Crickets? Oh. Yeah. Well, they say that cicadas have a nutty taste to them, that they taste like nuts. I know. It's weird.
Okay. I mentioned this because there's a new cicada story out this morning talking about they're calling them zombie-infected cicadas.
What?
Some of the cicadas have problems that it won't hurt us, but if birds and other animals eat them, it can affect the other animals. Seriously, they're calling them zombie-infected cicadas, and most of this particular brood are coming up at the Grant in the south. They say infected cicadas will exhibit distinctive signs, including abdomens filling up with a pudding-like fungus.
Berry.
That can lead to the loss of their buttocks and genitalia.
Berry. Did you write this?
No, I did not. This is true. They say that you can tell when these have a problem when they have some kind of pudding coming out of their, like oozing out of their stomach, and they have no buttocks or any other body, that area.
Cicadas have butts?
Who's looking?
I know.
Who's looking at this?
No, wait a minute.
How bored are you?
Yeah, and how can you... We have trouble identifying cats' private parts. Yeah. Imagine identifying a cicada. Yeah.
Ripping it over.
I just don't see that happening.
It's brood 19. It's one of the largest cicada broods in the nation. And every 13 years, these come out mainly in the southeast. And they're coming out. There's a fungus that's causing this pudding-like fungus is coming out of their stomach. And it's a threat. It can have hallucinatory effects on birds and other things that eat them. It can make them hallucinate.
Whoa.
It won't kill them. It's
psychedelic.
I just can't get past the pudding.
Coming out of their stomach area.
No, yeah. That's disgusting. It's disgusting that you said pudding like fungus.
Yeah.
Never say that again.
Gross.
Don't ever say that again on air. Oh,
well, it's a
moorish, I hope you never
it's a moorish fungus.
No. You're making everybody spit out their coffee right now.
I'm just
gagging.
I'm just reading this news story. It's important that we know.
Hundreds of thousands are gagging right now.
If you see a cicada with pudding coming out of its abdomen, and you flip it over and there's no rear end or other parts, you know you've got one that's a zombie.
Okay.
What parts?
There's no buttocks or
genitalia.
How do you know?
Male, female parts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do they know how to identify male, female?
I don't know. Maybe they're coloring or something.
I mean, I know what's.
Yeah, but I get your saying on cicada. How would you know?
How would you know?
I mean, one's flying over, you look and say, whoa, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a boy. That's a proud boy.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
You know what? You got on to me yesterday. And this is too far.
No. You asked me how you know. Basically, you said this. You said,
how'd you know?
And I told you how I know. Just look up and just see what's.
See what's dangling?
Yeah. Those dangling cicadas. Gotta watch them.
They'll gotta watch them, yeah.
They'll get you.
They sure will.
Yeah, 6:43.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
Time for Holly's pile of stories this morning. A lot of stuff going on, including something I'm excited about. You mentioned Happy Gilmore. You know, there is a rumor. The rumor that there's going to do another one, so you're saying that rumor is true?
Netflix announced that Adam Sandler will return for a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
I love Happy Gilmore.
Yes,
it's just
so
a
good.
Goofy, funny movie.
So they didn't reveal the additional cast members or plot details, but it's expected that Christopher McDonald will reprise his role as Shooter McGavin.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin, so good. Unfortunately, some of the other cast members, including Carl Weathers and Bob Barker, have since passed away.
Yeah, well, I loved Carl Weathers.
I know.
He was such a good actor.
I know, he was a good actor.
It'll still be a good movie, though.
It will, yeah. The next Game of Thrones prequel, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight, is now in production. HBO says the show will air sometime in 2025.
Now, you're a Game of Thrones fan.
I am.
I am, too.
I would definitely watch this.
Do you like the new one, the House of Dragon?
Mm-hmm, I do.
I like it, but not as much as Game of Thrones.
I don't compare the two.
Well, it's hard to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, it's hard to find another show that can be as good as that one.
Yeah, that one is incredible.
Yeah.
Yep, Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey are back as Joel and Ellie in The Last of Us Season 2.
Now, you finally got to watch Season 1.
Yes.
What did you think?
It was good.
It was very good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
HBO says that Season 2 will premiere sometime in 2025, which seems like forever away, but it's really not.
No, it's not. Just next year. We're already in May.
Yep. And I'm excited about that. This one. Victoria's Secret has confirmed the return of its annual fashion show after a hiatus since 2018. I love it. Yep, I know.
Okay, seriously, no. But why?
Because the show delivers glamour, fashion, fun, wings, and entertainment that fans have been waiting for.
Who has? The men?
Me. I love it.
Really?
Yes. I love it because I think they do a magical job with production. I think they do a great job producing the show. I love seeing the pretty wings.
Why do the wings have to do with the...
They're
underwear
angels,
and the
Victoria's
bras.
Secret angels.
Oh,
yes,
they're angels.
Yes.
And why don't the angels put on clothes?
Because angels wear bras and panties.
When I think of angels, that's not what I picture.
Mm. I like it because they always have good music.
Yeah.
Like one year they had Ed Sheeran on there.
Wasn't Taylor Swift on there one year?
Taylor Swift, yeah. She was on there the same year Ed Sheeran was.
So they're bringing it back.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. Yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
Scott just sat up straight up in his bed.
Oh, Lord.
When he heard the news.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You sure did. Yeah. So we don't know. Sometime later this year?
Yeah.
Okay. He's wanting to know why he's in this. When?
I don't know.
He thought they were coming here. He's so excited.
It's just later on. It's usually in the fall.
All right. We'll check on it. It's 6:52. Birthdays are next.
WQSB. Mornings with Barry and Holly.
Before we move on, I've got to mention this. We talked about cicadas earlier, and you mentioned we should try to eat one sometime. Uh-huh. Why would you want to do this?
Okay, I'm not into bugs. Bugs are not my thing, but I think we should try to do it because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, I know cicadas are around all the time, but they're never around in the trillions like this.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. And I think we should record it, and we should try it, or maybe do it live.
Okay.
But I think we should. Where would we find these shells?
They're all over the place. Have you found them? Like Gunnersville. They're all over Gunnersville. They're like around the lake, places like that. But you put it on Facebook and asked the listeners, what should we do? You said that you want to, and I said no, and I've said no.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying the shell. That's a little different than the entire cicada.
I'm not eating guts.
No.
And brains and eyeballs.
I don't care how you cook it.
No.
But you said the shell. Now, comments like Leslie Copeland says, my hubby ate one and said it tasted like pork rind.
Oh.
Why are you still married to him, Leslie? I'm curious. So now he has cicada breath. Heath Whitmire says, go for it and do it for a good charity. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But how are we going to raise money for this? It's up to you to work on this one.
I think you're not going to like it.
Okay. Why are you going to say it?
We could do a contest and see how many.
How many we eat?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
One is it at the most.
If we ever even
consider doing it, but how do we raise money doing this?
I don't know what I'm saying.
That's something you got to work on.
I'll try to work on that.
But what are the, like Amanda Lewis says, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Mitchell Morgan says, stuff that thing with a jalapeno and some cream cheese.
And call it a day. There you go.
Logan says, you should absolutely try it.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Ashley Mass says, try it. Brianna Green says, I'm with Barry on this one.
Yep.
Leanne Nelson says, try it. Mike Moses of BYOB says, of course you should.
Okay, Mike. We'll bring you up here with us.
Mike, you might be the taste tester number three.
Amy says, I'm with Barry. Ray Champion says, do it. Francis Cushing says, no way. Teresa Price says, no way. Sandy Harbin says, do it. You got any more?
Yeah, Rebecca says, I wouldn't do it, but more power to y'all. Enjoy. I've heard they taste like okra and had a friend try one and said it didn't, so I don't know.
Oh, that's going to be awful.
I know. Vanessa Scott sent us a throw-up emoji.
Yeah.
Natasha Temple says, do it. Zelda says, absolutely not. Barry is correct. Yeah. Eat a bug? Gross. Holly, if you're that hungry, I'm sure Barry will get you something more appetizing to eat.
Yes, I will. I get you a Cotterham's Bakery donut. How about that?
Oh, I'd take that.
So feel free to...
I think people would like to see us eat a cicada.
Well, feel free to comment and we'll work on this. We'll think about it and see how we can possibly raise money for charity.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the meantime, how about our quote of the day, the words of wisdom. What have you got for us today?
I love this one so much. This one hits home. It's from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He says, I found that with depression, one of the most important things you can realize is you're not alone. You're not the first to go through it, and you're not going to be the last to go through it.
Yep, so just realize that what he's saying is that it's not something that's unique to just you. You're not the only person in the world. That doesn't make you feel better, but know that others have gone through this and they've made it through the other side and they've beat it.
But
they've won the battle.
Sometimes when you feel depressed, you do feel like you're alone.
You do.
And you do feel like you're the only person going through it. So just know that you're not. You have a team of people out there that love you and care about you. And there are resources that you can reach out to. If you need those, you can call us here at the station and we would be happy to help you find those resources. And nobody has to go through this alone.
Nope. So most importantly, find someone to talk to.
Yes.
Yeah. Find somebody. Like right now, you can find us and you can talk about Secret Sound. Are you ready? $500 going to somebody if you can tell us what the sound is in your caller 10. By the way, thank you to our sponsors, Morgan House, J. Leonard Henry & Company, Alabama Comfort Controls Heating and Cooling, First Southern Bank of Boaz, Morales Nursery, and many more. It's up to $500, and we have a clue. We're going to play the clue and then play the sound, we're going to give you the clue and then play the sound. And if you're caller 10 and you can get it right, you're going to win. So what is the clue?
You don't twist it or tie it. What do you do with it?
Okay, one more time.
You don't twist it or tie it. What do you do with it?
Here's the sound again. And again. One last time. What is the sound? Caller 10. Make the guess. Call 878-8000, 1-800-233-1051.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
Sydney May Photography is a special photographer that is there to capture special moments. From walking down the aisle, first dance and kiss, to recognizing your special senior's graduation, Sydney provides high resolution and high quality images. Family portraits all year long. Expecting mothers needing maternity pictures or fall and Christmas portraits that your family will have forever. Check us out on Facebook at Sydney May Photography LLC or book your session at Sydney May Photography at gmail.com, where capturing moments is our passion.
Is eating healthier always on your New Year's resolution list, but you do not have time or space to grow it yourself? Let Grown by Grace Farms help you achieve that goal. We sell direct to consumer, fresh, locally grown produce and are located right here in Marshall County. You can find us on Saturdays at the downtown Albertville and the Gunnersville Farmers Market, or on Tuesday afternoons 3 to 6 p.m. at the downtown Albertville Farmers Market. You can follow us on Facebook, Grown by Grace Farms, for updates around the farm or availability of produce at our farm stand in Nixon Chapel, Alabama. You can reach us at 256-486-1687.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Couple of food stories. How about popcorn flavored like ramen? Ramen flavored popcorn.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, they had the Sweets and Snacks Expo in Indianapolis over the week, a few days ago.
Yeah.
And there's some new products that will be coming out sometime this year. One is that it's made by a company called Nomad, and it's popcorn that tastes like ramen. Ramen flavored popcorn is coming out. I like ramen.
I love ramen, I love popcorn, but I don't know that I would love ramen popcorn. Okay. I think it might be weird.
Okay, we'll get you two more then. One is a company called Peelers, and they have a banana-flavored gummies.
Oh, yeah, I'd be for that.
I think that will be good.
Yeah.
These are coming out sometime this year.
I would do
then
that.
From a Skippy peanut butter, there's now milk chocolate Skippy peanut butter minis. It looks to me like a miniature piece of Butterfinger. Looking at the inside of it, it's crunchy on the inside. It's got caramel and peanut butter on the inside and then chocolate on the outside.
Yeah, those would be good.
Skippy peanut butter minis. These are all coming out this year. These look good. If you want to see pictures, go to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And McDonald's has just announced a Skittles McFlurry in the UK.
Not here.
No. This will feature the Skittles. It has a Skittles-flavored sauce.
Okay.
Along with the Skittles pieces over the top.
I'd be a little worried about that. I'm hoping that they're not frozen like the ice cream is. You could break a tooth.
I'd be a little worried that you could even get one because my ice cream machine is always down.
Well, the ice machine's down again. The Skittles clogged it up.
Are you on the dark side or a Jedi?
I'm a Jedi.
You are?
What about you?
Well, I'm on the dark side.
Nah, I figured you would.
But I'm going to use the Force to twist open my new Star Wars themed Oreos featuring red filling for the dark side with Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. That's why I love Kylo Ren.
Gotcha.
I think he's the coolest.
He's good.
And blue filling for those that are on the Force for good, like Luke Skywalker.
Luke and Chewbacca and all the good
ones.
There's like, 20 different 20. Shapes. So when you get the Oreo, drawings are on the outside of the cookie.
Yeah, they have the characters on the outside of the cookie. There's 20 shapes, and these are coming to shelves on June 10th.
We'll have to check those out.
We have to try these.
We'll do a taste test on those. Those have to be good. Yep, 727.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
Come on, man.
You know, we talked about the cicadas. Any cicada story we've had recently, people are just blowing up our Facebook page because these things are everywhere, and they're coming out left and right. Mm-hmm. They're all over the trillions this year. Trillions are coming out, and you made the mistake of saying we should try to eat one.
So it started out as a dare, and now it's turned into a charity event.
Yeah, and then our buddy
Anna Weathersmith. Yep.
She texted a few minutes ago and said that we should, and she's willing to even pay for us to eat up to five.
$100 per cicada
to
five.
To charity.
to a charity.
That is a great idea.
It is, and I think we should get somebody to match her.
I think we can get more than one person to, and we'll find a great show. You mentioned the Miracle League.
Yeah.
That might be a great one to send it to. There's all kinds of possibilities. St. Jude.
God, there's so many. I mean, there's literally so many places we support and love, like St. Jude, Miracle League, Woofstock. Okay. There's so many things that we love. I mean, but
look at the comments on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
They're pouring in people. Some say they would not do it for any amount in the world. Some say, yes, we should do it. Raven Pruitt says, I will come eat one with you, Holly. I want to try it.
Oh, Raven, come on, girl. Listen, I'll do just about anything for charity.
Yeah.
I was willing to eat one just to say that I did.
Yeah.
But now that we're doing it for charity, we have to. You know, choice.
Okay, then we got to have some ground rules if we do.
Okay.
What's that game where they eat the hot wings?
Hot ones.
And he asks the questions while they're sitting there trying to eat, and they get hotter and hotter and hotter.
Yeah, hot ones.
I think we definitely have to have some kind of sauce.
Okay.
Something.
What sauce would you pick?
Well, we could have different sauces.
Okay. So have like little bowls with sauces.
Why don't we could even get our buddy Russell from Wendy's.
Yeah.
Since Wendy's has the new nuggets coming out with new sauces.
Yes.
What if he brought some of his sauces?
June 10th.
And we did different sauces on the cicada shells.
With Russell?
I bet he'd do it with us.
He would do it with us.
He'll do anything.
Yeah.
He might even put our name on his sign again. Who knows?
We would have to create an event. I would create a Facebook event.
We would.
And like we did with the solar eclipse, so we can see about how many people are going to come out and watch this.
Okay, then how would we get the shells? Because if we have
I've already got the shells.
Oh, because we need about 30 of them now. If we bring another person, we're doing five.
No, I have
we would need 15.
I have a Publix bag full of shells.
No.
Waiting for us.
Who's got them?
Lee Ellen.
Thank you, Lee Ellen. Why did you do that?
Yep, she did. She got Elliot Grace to go pick them up.
Lee Ellen, I'm trying to find a way to get out of this.
She got her six-year-old.
She's let me down.
She wouldn't touch them. But she said, do I have to try one? And I said, she wants to, but she's scared to death.
Lee Ellen, thank you so much.
No, do it.
No,
thanks.
It's what
yeah,
I'm saying. I'm
thanks.
Not being serious. I'm saying, why, Lee Ellen?
No, I'm saying, thank you.
Throw the bag in the garbage, Lee Ellen.
Hooray. Come on, Lee. Oh, she could just get more bags.
No.
Okay, so, there's thousands out there.
So we're gonna make this happen.
Yeah, we're gonna make it happen.
Okay,
we're gonna look for others. We're gonna look for more additional sponsors.
Yeah,
and see if anybody wants to donate for charity. Anna Weather Smith has donated $500 to charity. You gotta eat a cicada shell.
We've got to talk to a doctor about this first.
What could be in it?
I don't know, but I do not want my last breath to be with a cicada shell in my throat.
I don't know if I could eat five.
That'd be hard to explain down the road. Well, he worked for QSP for years until that one day he ate a cicada shell and it just killed him. Because Holly made him.
Could you eat five of them?
It depends.
They've got little legs.
No. Oh.
I know. And they come out with the shell. They're stuck to the tree like that.
I'm not eating the entire cicada. There's no way I'm chewing into that. Because it could be one of those zombie-infested ones.
And they have an STD. That's an STD I just read.
Whoa.
Yes. It's a fungus.
So that's an S.
Let's go over this real quick. Real quick.
Okay.
Scientists found zombie-infected cicadas is what they're saying.
Yeah.
They have abdomens filled with pudding-like fungus that can lead to the loss of their buttocks and genitalia. That's what this says. It's the largest brood, anyway, and it says that it is an STD fungus, and it also has hallucinatory effects on potential predators like birds.
We're going to get wasted and then get...
We might.
You know, and get what fungus, an STD.
We're going to get cicada wasted.
Nobody would ever believe on how you got a fungus. Well, what have you got? Well, it is a bad cicada.
God, what if they have to call the ambulance to us? We'd be like, sorry, guys. We're just eating cicadas.
We'll have to go into, our HR department and see.
Yeah, we call the Albertville Police Department WQSB again.
Yeah, they're eating cicadas up there. Go help them. One of them got choked. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll work on this. We'll try to figure out a way to do it.
Lee Ellen has seen them and how many she has, and she said that she would try one. She's pretty adventurous, though.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll work on it. We'll let you know soon.
What's going to
happen?
We're
going to
talk about it.
Yep, 7:40.
WQSB, Mornings with Barry and Holly.
other things going on. Time for Holly's Knowledge Nuggets. Things you need to know whether you know it or not. What have you got today?
Did you know that nearly 60% of people know nothing about this topic? And you know what the topic is?
What is it?
Pickleball.
You know, that's a good point.
I want to play pickleball.
I know a little bit about it, but I wish I knew more.
It looks so fun.
We need to learn to play.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's good for every age.
I've seen
every age out
there.
Great
exercise, too. We need to try that.
We do. 44% of people hang on to their car air fresheners when they've stopped working. That's a lot of people.
I'm one of them because I've got one of those that goes on your vent that just sticks on it, and it's been out for about a week or so, and I just haven't taken it down. I'm just hoping that maybe there's still one little whiff
a little bit of juice.
Little juice left in it. I can get one good more sniff out of it.
Yeah. The most common food particle to get stuck in people's teeth, what would you guess?
I would say some kind of meat, maybe.
Yeah, I would have thought like pepper.
Pepper,
but
yeah.
It's poppy seeds.
Hmm.
Poppy seeds
I've never really noticed.
Mm-hmm, it's the most common food particle to get stuck in your teeth.
Salad stuff sometimes. Some of the stuff on, I've seen salad pieces of the salad in people's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you remember Bridesmaids, they had a little scene in there. Yeah. That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so what else?
A man will typically reduce his walking pace by 7% when he's with his wife. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
That's sweet.
You know, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you got to get somebody to go walk with you, and they'll say, only if you walk slower.
Yes. Well, that's what I said to you, because you walk every day, and you walk fast, like lightning, and I get out of breath. And so I've asked you, can we slow down, please?
So I believe that's probably 7%, maybe low. Probably more than that.
Probably more than that,
Yep, good stuff. It's 7:53.
Mornings with Barry and Holly, here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
Crazy but true. How about a Lego set that's going to cost you about $459.99?
Whoa.
Not counting tax.
Oh, my gosh.
5,471 pieces.
Whoa.
If you're a fan of The Lord of the Rings, The Fortress will debut coming up next month.
Mm.
It's a based on, now I've seen Lord of the Rings. I don't know what they're talking about. It's a, what, is it a, like a, it's a fortress, castle type thing? What would you call it? It's called the, is it Barad Dur?
Oh, this is so famous. Lord of the Rings fans are going to hate you if you don't,
I've watched them, but I don't remember the name of it.
It's like the thing with the eyeball.
Yeah.
It's the thing with the eye.
Right.
That holds the eye.
And they say that the eye even lights up in this.
Oh.
It even works.
That's neat.
And there's moving pieces in this. And in addition to all the features, it's going to come with 10 minifigures, including Frodo, Sam, and, well, who is one of your favorites?
Gollum.
In there.
Yeah, I love Gollum.
There.
Really?
Gollum's in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's 10 of them, 10 characters.
I wonder what he's going to look like. He's going to look, because he's ugly.
It's a Lego.
Yeah, it's a Lego.
How can you make a Lego look even uglier?
And he's an ugly little guy.
Yeah. So it goes on sale next month.
Okay.
I love Legos, but man, when the kids used to play with them, they would leave a piece or two in the floor. And sure enough, getting up to go to work, you walk through barefooted.
Landmine.
That is one of the worst pains.
That is one of those cuss in front of your mama pains, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are right.
This
it
is,
really is.
It says it's Barad Dur Fortress.
That is it.
But I thought it had another name to it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, it's $460.
Yeah, well, that's coming at it. And here's another one. This would be so tough. They came so close to breaking the world record, but they couldn't stay still long enough for 1 minute to break the record. I would hate to know that I had enough people. They all wore their costumes. But the reason you didn't break the record, it says they were unable to stay in place for a full minute. That's a requirement. What it is, just a few weeks ago, a group of dinosaur fans were dressed as T-Rexes. You know those giant T-Rex costumes?
Oh, my God. About to blow up.
The ones you wear like around Halloween? They gathered together trying to break the Guinness World Record. And this is in Canada. 3,000 people were there. They had more than enough people. But to successfully make this happen, people couldn't be still long enough. What were they doing? Did they have to go to the bathroom that bad?
No.
I mean,
they were just T-Rexing around.
What were they just running around
doing
the little
T-Rex
arms
things.
And just doing stuff? They couldn't be still long enough.
It's like 5-year-olds.
It was a 5-year-old record, and they had enough people. But then the Guinness people said, sorry, we give up. We've tried. You can't stay still for a full 60 seconds, so yeah. It's not going to happen.
So they tried to wrangle 3,000 people, and they couldn't all stay in place for one full minute.
Look at the picture on her Facebook page. Okay. There's a picture and a video. You can watch the story. There's people everywhere. And how do you get that many?
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
But they've all got to be, I guess, still long enough for, I don't know, why 60 seconds? Why is that a rule?
So they had, I don't know. They had the attempt, but they didn't make the
record.
They
had the amount of people, but they wouldn't. They weren't still for 60 seconds. They couldn't quit moving.
Oh.
Once you got a T-Rex, it's got to pee. Yeah. I mean, you've got your handful there.
Mm. Well, you pee before you put your costume on, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you don't drink anything at all.
No.
Dehydrate yourself.
Yes.
And number three, you just stand still for a minute.
And they couldn't.
That's all you got to do.
Look at all the people in this picture. And how do you get that many costumes? I mean, I guess they all had to buy them, and they had to because they weren't giving them out.
No. And I think you can get these on Amazon. I wonder if Amazon sold out.
I bet they did. Probably was a shortage of them for a while.
What do you do with 3,000 T-Rexes?
Well, apparently you can't be still.
Can't be still.
They couldn't quit moving.
It's like herding cats.
That is. That's sad. They couldn't. They came so close to being in the record book.
The new phrase failed. Will be like, it's like herding people dressed up as T-Rexes.
They can't be still.
They can't be still.
All right, it's 8:16.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
You can call about the raccoon if you like to. This is the first I've seen raccoons on, like, baseball fields, football fields. How about a Major League Soccer game was stopped, paused for several minutes Wednesday after a raccoon stormed the field.
Oh, my.
It ran up and down the field at Subaru Park between the game between the Philadelphia Union and the New York City FC. It took over, what, 2-3 minutes yeah. for them to finally catch this raccoon.
Yeah.
You watch the video. The picture and the video is on her Facebook page. This thing, I would have been afraid to get close to it because you don't know.
No, rabies, you don't know. Rabies, yeah. It's so cute, though. Raccoons are so cute. And it was so cute to watch it running across
it
the
was,
field.
And to watch all the soccer players, they weren't
going
to touch
it. As fast as he could.
They just stood there.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted to play ball.
Well, they're not going to risk getting hurt or scratched. I wouldn't either.
No.
Because I was a player.
Probably your contract would be no good if you get bit by a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
They named it Rakino.
Oh, Rakino.
Yeah, Rakino the raccoon. It spent 161 seconds on the field. They even timed it, how long it took them to catch the raccoon.
I don't think you're saying the name right.
No, how is it then?
Rakino.
Oh. How did you learn that?
I just know it. Can we do it again?
Please.
Look away.
Okay.
Rakino.
How'd you know?
How'd you know?
I'm just going off the way.
How did you roll the tongue there? Look at you. Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Rakino. Look at you. You have talents we don't even know about.
I know. They just uncover every day.
They emerge like a cicada coming out of the ground. Just poof, there's a new talent. They finally caught it, though. One stadium worker captured the raccoon by covering it with a trash can. Then they got like a piece of board and slid it under the can so then they could flip it over and walk him out.
Yeah.
Wonder where he came from.
I don't know. I wonder what was going through his mind.
And how does he get through security?
I don't know.
So you got security all over the field.
Yeah.
You know, as you check in, you got to walk through these gates. So I guess somebody's down there on their phone and the raccoon just kind of walks by like, what's up?
What's up? What's up, man?
My name is
Rakino.
I'm here to watch the game. Please don't touch me. Then Alfie runs into the field and watches the game. It's pretty cute, though.
It is. The video is worth a watch.
It is. Check it out. It's about a 2-minute watch on our video, our Facebook page. It's 8:39.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
Winning. Before we get into our quote of the day, saw this. His name is James. James Jorgensen was celebrating Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. He won $5.37 million when he bought a Massachusetts State Megabucks lottery ticket. He says, the best thing is I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I was all decked out in my Star Wars hat, Star Wars shirt. Here I go into the store. I buy the ticket. I was just going in to buy something to maybe drink, maybe a snack on. He says, next thing you know, I've won $5.37 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Plans to use the money to buy a new home and send his kids to college.
Aw, Well, I'm glad. Good for him.
And he says it makes it even better. I want it on my favorite day of the year. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
Because he's a huge Star Wars fan.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much.
Speaking of Star Wars, if you missed the story earlier, there's some Star Wars Oreo cookies coming out.
Yes, they are.
And they've got, like, on the outside of it, they've got, like, 20 different little characters, what would you call, inscribed into the cookie.
Yeah.
10 are bad and 10 are good.
Yep. 10 are on the dark side and 10 are Jedi. And I'm going to go with the red, with the dark side.
And that's how you tell the difference.
Because
the color of the filling tells you whether you're on the dark side or the or the good side. There's blue
For the Jedi's.
And then pink.
Red.
Pink, red. Or red.
I'd say red.
Red for the bad side, for the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, we got the quote of the day and today from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep, from The Rock. He says, I found that with depression, one of the most important things you can realize is you're not alone. You're not the first to go through it. You're not going to be the last to go through it. And I think that's important to know that you're not alone and that there are resources out there. If you are depressed, you can reach out to us.
Yes.
And we can point you in the right direction on how to get help. But I think so many of us in the last few years have been hit with the pandemic, with the economy. All of us have suffered some sort of depression or anxiety in the last 2 or 3 years.
Absolutely.
So I think it's important to know that, you know, you're not alone. You have you can build a support team around you. And it's important to do that because if you live with depression, you cannot do it alone.
No.
You cannot do it without help. You have to have some help. So take that step and get some help.
Because others have gone through this and they might be able to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Worst thing you do is not talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to find somebody. So thank you to The Rock. It's 8:54.
Barry and Holly on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.
Sydney May Photography is a special photographer that is there to capture special moments. From walking down the aisle, first dance and kiss, to recognizing your special senior's graduation, Sydney provides high resolution and high quality images. Family portraits all year long. Expecting mothers needing maternity pictures or fall and Christmas portraits that your family will have forever. Check us out on Facebook at Sydney May Photography LLC or book your session at Sydney May Photography @gmail.com, where capturing moments is our passion.
Is eating healthier always on your New Year's resolution list, but you do not have time or space to grow it yourself? Let Grown by Grace Farms help you achieve that goal. We sell direct to consumer, fresh, locally grown produce and are located right here in Marshall County. You can find us on Saturdays at the downtown Albertville and the Gunnersville Farmers Market, or on Tuesday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. at the downtown Albertville Farmers Market. You can follow us on Facebook, Grown by Grace Farms, for updates around the farm or availability of produce at our farm stand in Nixon Chapel, Alabama. You can reach us at 256-486-1687.